13th parak of Yevamos Mishnah Ches. Misha Hayonasu Lishtei Yisaimus Katanis. The person was married to two women. They were both only Kedushin Derabbanan because they were married. They were Katanis when they were married, and they were not married by their fathers. B'yosef Chalitzasu Shalachas Mem Poteres Sarasa. The rule is, if a person has multiple wives, it's enough to do Yibum or Chalitz to one of them, and it patters both. Now, if one of them is the Raisa and one is the Rabbanan, obviously to do the Yibum Chalitza to the Rabbanan wife would not help for the Raisa wife, because he didn't really do Yibum to his real wife, the Raisa. But here, since anyway they're both in the same status, they're both Kedushim to Rabbanan, so we say Mamanushach. If they're married, so Yibum from one of them helps for both. If they're not married, neither of them do Yibum. The Chen Shtei Cheshes, and also both wives were deaf mutes. Ketan V'Chei Reshes, here's an interesting thing. They both have Kedushim to Rabbanan. But Lamaisa, each one is a slightly different reason. One is a katana, and that's the reason why not. The other one is chereshes. She doesn't have das. Yeah. So here it says ein biyazach min poter sarasa. Here's a chiddush that since it's not clear which one is more of his wife, even though the room to say they're both the rabban, they're equal, still Chazal didn't relate it to that way. That maybe it's the Kedushin Derabbanan, Nisun Derabbanan Vektana is stronger because she's eventually going to have das, or maybe that Chereshes is more because she's already an adult, and therefore we say that you have to do Chalitza to each one of them. Kachas Pechereshes, what happens if one of the wives is a wife that is a regular healthy woman and the other one is a deaf mute? So here it's obvious. If he does Yibum to the one who's a regular woman, that's a Yibum deraisa, and the male pater's chereshes, the deaf mute one. But ein bias chereshes, but teres pikachas. The fact that he does Yibum to the chereshes, which is only a kedushin derabbanan, cannot help the pater the other wife, which has a kedushin deraisa. The same thing back there, l'ktana. If one wife was an adult and the other one was a minor, bias gedolah, but teres l'ktana. If the bias gedolah helps to for the Yibum of the gedolah pater's the whole household, because that's a regular Yibum. That Bia cannot pater the older woman from her Zikah Le'ibam, and he's going to have to do Chalitz to the second woman.